My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now for Alex Tuck. Room for Thompson, right side with a shot, scores! Tage Thompson with some TNT, and the Sabres have the lead.
One of your Firth moments of the game, for the moments in life, go forth to Firth. Sabres back to it this week after a win on Saturday. Jeremy and Joe, Joe's off today. He's going to go to tonight's game as a fan, sit amongst Jets fans. Jets and Giants fans, I got two stats for you. I'm going to give you two stats this segment. One's going to lead into a conversation about Kincaid. The other's going to be a preview for tonight's game. So, good morning. We're getting to that time of the year where it's still dark out, huh? It is easier to put kids to bed. Let me tell you that.
It's harder driving in the morning, though. It used to be nice seeing the sunrise come up. You're like, I'm waking up now. But
I know.
Yeah.
It's getting dark, and it's super rainy.
Doesn't help that it's downpouring outside. It's
true.
Gloomy.
True. Listen, every season needs a little bit of rain. Anyway, the Jets and the Giants. So the Giants lost last night on Sunday Night Football. Here's your stat. Josh Schmidt here producing. Here's your stat, Josh. Ready for this? The Giants and Jets are a combined 4-30 playing at night since 2019. The Jets and the Giants are combined 34 primetime Jets and Giants games. Jets or Giants.
Right. Even though there's two teams, that's a high 34 number.
34 in the last 5 years, and the teams are 4-30. And tonight the Jets go again.
Wow.
This reminds me of when the Bills played in Baltimore. Baltimore, in prime time, is 21-3 in their last 24 games. And here the Jets and Giants have combined 4-30 in prime time. These teams get on prime time. Despite not being very good. I mean, it's New York. All right. The other number I wanted to get for you. Make this a trivia question. I almost want to make this a trivia question. Let's play along the home version, all right? Here you go. Here's the question. How many career touchdowns does Dalton Kincaid have?
Three.
I'm double-checking the playoffs to make sure what he's got in the playoffs.
I think it's... I don't think he has anything in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, he has one.
Oh.
He had one in the Pittsburgh game.
Okay, I'm changing my answer to four.
Four. Dalton Kincaid, your answer is Dalton Kincaid has four touchdowns. That is correct. Dalton Kincaid has four touchdowns. Why do I bring that up? Because Next Gen Stats had a number on Sam Laporta that I found, let's just say I found it quite interesting. This is your point if you want to make, if anyone tries to argue with you about how good Laporta is versus how good Kincaid is. and it will swing back to a point on the Bills' offensive play calling, strategies, whatever. So did you see the Lions ran a trick play? A pitch, it goes to two different players, Montgomery to Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then they throw it back to the tight end, Sam Laporta, 52-yard touchdowns. Trick play. Next Gen Stats said, this 52-yard touchdown, on this play, Laporta had three, it's another play where he has three or more yards of separation. He has, in his career with the Lions, seven touchdowns of three or more yards of separation, most in the NFL. And you know who he's tied with? Amon-Ra St. Brown. Translation, the Detroit Lions have the two guys with the most touchdowns that are wide open in the NFL in the last two seasons. Two guys. That's how good Ben Johnson and that offense run. I've got Sam Laporta with twice as many touchdowns as Dalton Kincaid does, basically. He has seven that are wide open. Kincaid has four in his career. Laporta has 11. 11 touchdowns to four. The Bills drafted Kincaid much higher than the Lions drafted Laporta, and I don't get the results right now. And I don't think very many people think it's a problem with Kincaid himself. I've yet to see anybody say Kincaid doesn't really bring it in the receiving game. Maybe he's not as dynamic as we thought. You know, last week there were a couple of clips of Kincaid getting blown up on screens, and blocking might not be where you want it to be, but that's not who he was drafted for. And it's early in their career, and I've got Laporta with 1,000 yards, nearly 100 catches for his career, and 11 touchdowns. Kincaid's not that far behind on catches. He's not that far behind on yards. But on scheming him open into space where they can get touchdowns, he's way behind. 11-4 on touchdowns. And the fact, like, that number just jumped out at me. Laporta has had, according to Next Gen Stats, seven wide open touchdowns. Scheming, right? Finding answers, confusing defenses, whether that's pulling attention somewhere else. And also worth mentioning, like, the Lions, their receiver core, the Lions' weapons are kind of built. Well, the Bills don't have Jamison Williams out there anywhere, but the Lions have Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta, two guys that win a lot over the middle of the field. Amon-Ra St. Brown plays in the slot an awful lot, but seven touchdowns wide open, and I got Kincaid with four for his career. That's tough. Need to get him more involved. Need to find a way to, I mean, if, I don't think I should be worried too much about him as a player, but of course, the idea is he's one of your best. You drafted him to be that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Who wins tonight, and what do you think ultimately makes the decision on who wins? What part of the game do you feel is a big part of it? The thing I'm expecting, so I guess a lot would probably think it's going to be a low-scoring game, right? These two defenses are probably good. These two offenses.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Might have their problems. I mean, it's not Detroit or Washington out there. It's not even Baltimore, who Derrick Henry's on pace for almost 2,000 yards this season. Don't sleep on him for MVP. If a running back gets 2,000 yards and the Ravens finish as a top one or two seed, like, I think Derrick Henry's going to have a case, even though he's in the backfield with last year's MVP. 2,000 yards might do it. He's close. One thing about tonight's game, if I were to predict tomorrow, like, what's the conversation tomorrow? Bills win. All right, fine. The Jets are toast. I really, you know, 2-4. They need help. They already changed their coach. Disarray. The Jets are already thought to be in disarray. If they lose to the Bills, they're two games back, six games in, tiebreaker as well. If the Jets find a way to win this game and the Bills' offense looks like it's struggling again, it's a big-time pressure game for Joe Brady, I think. On the road, divisional game, an island game, as they call it, the only game on. And football's about to tune in and say, like, what's going on with that Josh Allen offense? I hear it's not doing too well. Let me take a look at that thing. And if, I mean, can you imagine what the conversation would be like tomorrow on the national shows or even here if he has a performance like he did against Houston where the offense, nothing goes right, they don't have answers. The quarterback's not taking the plays that are there. The coordinator's not really giving him a great menu. The receivers are dropping the ball. Can you imagine what it would be like tomorrow to hear that after going 3-3, losing three straight and losing to the Jets? Like, it would go to, you know, DEFCON 1 on the Bills' offense. What happened here? How could they let this happen? How could they let it get so far down? So I do feel like it's a big-time pressure game for Brady. Spotlight, find answers, get it done against the Jets. And if you do, you know, next couple weeks, Tennessee, Seattle, I'll see about Miami. And this ends, I don't know, like I'm a little hesitant to call the Jets as part of the gauntlet part of the schedule, but when the schedule started, we thought, you know, Miami, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston, Jets. That looks like five pretty good teams. All AFC contenders. Miami, of course, has drifted. Jacksonville has drifted. You beat those two teams. Houston and Baltimore look like contenders, and you lost to those two teams. And here are the Jets, who might be in between those, might be in between Jacksonville and Houston, might be in between Jacksonville and Baltimore. And can you kind of stay above water? To be 3-3 and behind the Jets in the division would be, well, tough to take. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you want to give us a call, you can. Big weekend. Maybe you had chance to watch the Cowboys get hammered. I'll say this about Tom Brady. I had a buddy send me a text like, Brady's actually doing pretty good in these games. I'm going to go hand up and confess something. I have seen zero Tom Brady on these broadcasts. And it's in part because he's always on the Dallas game and they're always getting blown out. And with the Sunday ticket, I'm on, or Red Zone, I'm on these other games and trying to watch what's close. And in those windows the Cowboys are on, the Cowboys are getting blown out regularly. It is stunning they haven't fired their coach yet. I guess they don't really have a move. I've got Jacksonville and Houston, Jacksonville and Dallas that might be calling for Belichick. I mean, is Belichick about to get called off the Manning cast today to go coach one of these teams? But Dallas's halftime scores the last couple weeks are out of control. You know, you might be, I wonder if they're going to be talking about Dak Prescott today on all the, here are your halftime scores the last four home games. Dallas, 27-7, 35-16, 21-6, 27-6. Incredible. DJ in Virginia. Hey, DJ, good morning.
Good morning. So I got three quick things. One, I think in the offseason, the Bills talked about how they wanted the league is trending towards the two high safeties, and they need to run the ball. Whether that's smart every single first down, I think is, you know, debatable. But I think that's what they, you know, they talked about in the offseason wanting to do. Two, I think the offensive coordinator needs to come down onto the field and coach Josh. I think Josh does, you know, he's opposite from most people of my generation, where I think criticism helps him and hard coaching really does help him instead of, you know, hurting him. And then third, I think I would absolutely take Ben Johnson over McDermott. I think that guy is the next genius.
Thanks. Thanks, DJ. Yeah, on Ben Johnson, like, it's interesting. He hasn't taken a job yet. He feels pretty comfortable where he is. And maybe he's waiting for the right scenario. He didn't leave Detroit. Will he this year? That actually, it's funny. That's still like some NFL people to wonder if he has what it takes to be a coach just because he didn't jump at the first job. You know, sometimes you jump at the first job, it's not the best spot for you. But I don't think McDermott is anywhere on a hot seat at all. Brady, I don't know. I don't know what McDermott would think of him. Is Brady not doing what McDermott wants? I mean, all these run, it's a lot of runs on first and 10. Bills are a very run heavy team. They've not turned the ball over, right? I mean, if McDermott and Brady are meeting, they're going to talk about what? The trick play call? And after that, the end of game sequence that McDermott took such heat for last week, Brady called three pass plays and Allen didn't throw it to the guys that were open. I mean, the quarterback let him down on that, especially on the second down play. So I don't know. I think McDermott is very, very safe. And I don't know about Brady. Ken Dorsey got 6 weeks, and or a little more than that. Ken Dorsey got fired because of turnovers. They couldn't protect the ball. And that's not happening with a Joe Brady offense. It's one major difference. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. To join us, if you're on hold, stick with us. You can jump in on a phone call or join us with Sal, who comes up top of the hour from New York, as the Bills and Jets go for Monday Night Football here on WGR.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.